Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so back when I was a reporter, Lee, people would call me with tips, right?
Right.
And, you know, some of them, as a reporter, you get excited. You're like, wow, what if that is true? That is going to be, like, a great story for me, right? It's going to be a career maker, that kind of thing. The first question you asked, just out of pure human curiosity, and because you don't want to end up in court with a libel lawsuit.
Right. Yeah, there is that.
The first question you ask when they tell you their, you know, their tip or whatever. How'd you get that? Where'd you get that from? And just telling you, oh, hey, I got it here or there, it's not enough. You need to see more before you put your name on it. And so do the cops. The cops don't go, oh, hey. I mean, we're literally supposed to believe, right, that an attorney long associated with Hillary Clinton and the DNC, okay, just, like, happened to know that the Russians were speaking to Trump over a server connected to Alphabet. He just, like, knew that, and that didn't have anything to do with the election coming up or anything to do with Hillary.
Why would anyone think that?
Well, see, the problem with the FBI is that to get those warrants, you can't just go into a judge and say, hey, this guy told us. No, the judge wants to know, okay, well, where'd he get it? Show us the document. Show us to get the warrant, right? Well, we now know that the FBI lied to the FISA court to get the warrant. Remember? They made a bunch of stuff up, right? So what we have here is Hillary Clinton sends in an attorney. They don't even try to hide this. With a long history of not only working for her, but working with Democrats, the FBI knew this. And he's like, yeah, the Alpha Bank server, you know, is connected to Trump Tower. That's how the Russians are talking to the Democrats. Okay, or to the Trump campaign. This report was reported as fact in the Washington Post and the New York Times. They subsequently won a Pulitzer for it. And in the Pulitzer, and it was for overall reporting, not just the Alpha Bank story, but the Pulitzer specifically cited how these two newspapers had documented the links between Russia and the Trump campaign, and they won the Pulitzer. It was fake.
Yeah.
It was all fake. But there was a time, and I can remember, where if you said, nah, there's no collusion between Trump and Russia, if I said it on the air, that would have been dicey, like, for my career.
Yeah.
You couldn't question it. This wasn't a story. It was the biggest story. And Eric Trump is right. He was on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend going, is the New York Times and Washington Post going to give that Pulitzer back?
Yeah.
Because it was fake. And the reason I bring this up, I want to understand the biggest news stories, the one that consumed. I mean, I can remember a time here, you know, where every single break we had, almost every day, almost every break, I should say, I put an almost in front of it. There might have been some exceptions. And we were running Fox News, and they were talking Russia collusion as if it was a thing and it was real. And you could not question that. You could not. And it was a lie. And so Eric Trump's talking about the indictment of the Hillary Clinton attorney for lying to the FBI. I'm here to tell you, the FBI knew. They knew where he came from. They knew where he got this information from. They wanted to believe. They knew it was Hillary. There's no way they didn't know it was Hillary. They're the FBI, Lee. All it takes is a little background digging to find this stuff out. They didn't do it. because they wanted to harass and investigate Trump. They wanted, well, I'll let Eric Trump explain to you how it worked.
I remember this story like it was yesterday. I got an email from the New York Times. This was September 28th of 2016, saying that we had servers connected, Trump organizations had servers connected to some Russia bank that was being funded by Putin. I go, no, we don't, guys. They said, yes, you do. We've got a tip. It's very, very credible. And I didn't know until literally Durham indicted Michael 2 days ago that this whole thing was actually done by the Clinton campaign. We had no idea where it came from. We worked with the FBI for a year and a half. All our IT vendors worked with the FBI. They wanted one thing, Maria. They wanted a headline in the New York Times or the Washington Post saying Donald Trump or the Trump organization under investigation by the FBI for ties with Russia, which is exactly what they got. For the 2 years that went past that, Pulitzer Prizes were won by literally, you know, writers all over the country about their great reporting on the collusion between Trump and between Russia. And we all know now that it was funded by Hillary Clinton. It's an absolute disgrace. It makes our country look like a banana republic, and it just shouldn't have happened.
So what this shows, Lee, is that if you're a Democrat, and the FBI is now a fundamentally Democrat organization, doesn't answer in any way to Republicans. They lobbed 36 subpoenas at the Justice Department, the FBI. They simply ignored them.
Yeah.
So if you want your opponent to have the stain of an FBI investigation, if DeSantis runs for president, they'll do this to him.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats can just make something up, go down to the FBI, and they'll use it to get subpoenas, they'll leak it, they'll put you under investigation, and they will destroy you. And that is what happened here. But Eric Trump and Maria Bartiromo bring up a great point about this. Who sent him in again to lie to the FBI? Who was that? Who was getting paid the whole time? That would be Hillary. Hillary sent him in. She was paying him. Her campaign. Anybody called Hillary up about this? Because can you imagine if Trump did this? And that's exactly the point Eric Trump makes and Maria Bartiromo makes here, too. You can hear Maria first and then Eric.
And once again, it was the Democrats actually colluding with Russia. Nancy Pelosi dealings with Russia. Hillary Clinton accepting $145 million from the Russian company in her campaign. And yet they were doing what they were charging Donald Trump to be doing. And in doing so, creating an entire media scandal across the country where people were saying Trump colluded.
Well, that's exactly right. And where is Hillary Clinton in this conversation? Where's her voice? I mean, you better believe if Donald Trump had one of his lawyers going in to make up lies to the FBI to try and smear another campaign, you better believe that he would have been on every paper around the world. Where is she? Why isn't she answering these questions? She paid for a person, a lawyer from one of the biggest law firms in the country to go in and lie to the FBI. That's what she did. And guess what? No one even rings her doorbell. No one even asks the question of her. And that's the problem, Maria, with the Democrats. The problem with the Democrats is they dig so deep that they always find themselves. And the reason I'm frustrated about this is every single day since my father ran for president, my father and our entire family and our company has been under investigation. Every single day, Maria, we get subpoena after subpoena after we subpoena. They've weaponized the entire system in this country. They've weaponized the DOJ. Yeah. They've weaponized our military. They've weaponized the educational system in this country.
That's right.
They've weaponized the medical system in this country. The Democrats weaponize absolutely everything they can to use against their political opponents.
Game, set, and match. Done. He's absolutely right. 100% correct about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Maria is picking up on my mantra of whatever Democrats accuse you of, that is what they, in fact, are doing.
I know. You taught me that. And it is so right. It's so right. So Russian collusion, definitely a part of this.
Yes.
Why isn't everybody calling up Hillary? Why isn't Hillary saying, you know, why aren't news orgs at least saying, hey, Hillary won't comment? This is a scandal involving Russia collusion and Hillary.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. It's like the time that Hunter took $3.5 million from the Russian oligarch.
Right. And nobody cares.
And nobody cares. And we know that because, again, the Treasury Department's money laundering software, it's an algorithm, it hit on that transaction coming in from Russia to Hunter Biden. And when UK Daily Mail went and asked the family, you know, of the Russian oligarch, hey, why'd you give that money to Hunter Biden? Right? Because the U.S. media was denying it. They're like, nah, it was just for, it was good, it was fine. The brother of the woman who sent the funds was like, oh, yeah, we were buying influence in the United States. We were
access.
It was access, I think. It wasn't influence. It was we were buying access to the United States. And I'm laughing at that and going, you know, you can get that with a visa.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay Joe Biden $3.5 million. I'm sorry, Hunter Biden $3.5 million. And now you look at Russia. Everything they need that they have struggled to get for the past 20 years that even Obama wouldn't give them, they've got. They got the green flag for their pipeline into Europe, which Obama and Trump both blocked. They've got record-breaking numbers of oil shipments to the United States. They have got OPEC OPEC Plus asked to produce more, while our oil and natural gas producers are stymied by the Biden administration, have to fight for the right to bring their product to market at court. But Russia doesn't. I mean, everything Russia wanted or ever needed or hoped for. Oh, by the way, did you see this? Joe Biden, it is believed this week, will greenlight a Lebanese pipeline.
Well, why not?
Yes, so that pipeline, the media is not reporting this right, that pipeline actually connects into the one that was going to arc down across Iraq and Afghanistan, for Afghanistan, Iraq, and then will cross Syria. That's the one they fought the whole war to defeat ISIS in order to be able to safely run the pipeline up through Europe.
Well, at least Lebanon is somewhat of an ally with us in the war against terrorism that we used to fight.
Yeah, that's just one leg of the pipeline, though. This is so.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Joe Biden literally hurting American energy producers to benefit those who've paid his son.
Exactly.
It's not hard to see or understand if you care to. And yet, we've never found even one dime to the Trump family from the Russians. Not one dime. Although they would have gone wild had they found it.
Mm-hmm.
And those reporters still have their Pulitzers.
Of course.
This is crazy. I mean, Lee, you and I, we have been robbed. You understand this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you and I, we should have a Pulitzer because we got the story right to people who have the Pulitzers over their desks. Got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 25 Garlington Road. Send it. It's where we are right now. 25 Garlington Road. Send my Pulitzer. That's where you send it. The Pulitzer Committee. Because apparently getting the story right is no longer required for the Pulitzer. That's why you and I don't have one. So unfairly. So unfair.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I got to tell you, folks, stories like this is what's wrong with the country. This is what happens when you stop spanking children. You get stuff like this. Did you see this story from Newsweek? Headline, Internet backs wedding photographer who deleted bride and groom's pictures. Okay. Here's the story, okay? This went viral. A post on Reddit called, Am I the A-hole? Woman who is a dog groomer was hired by some friends to be their wedding photographer. So she does animal photography, but not wedding photography. She's got a, you know, camera and stuff. So they said they pay her $250 to do the whole thing. Well, she's at this for like 10 hours. She's driving around the bride. She's doing all the stuff. She's taking the photographs, right? And the bride just completely abuses her. Uses her as a driver. She wants to sit down and eat, says, no, you can't. Sorry, we gave your seat away to somebody else. You got to keep working. This was all for $250, right? But they're friends. That's why she said she'd do it. Because there's no contract. First problem. You got to have a contract. Gives her seat around away to someone else. The bride and groom have a child, has the photographer photograph the wedding while taking care of the child. None of this was in the agreement. None of this was part of the agreement, right? Well, the woman's on her feet since she's like 6 hours. She hasn't been to the bathroom. She hasn't eaten. She feels dizzy. She tells the bride, listen, I got to have a break. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to get something to eat. And bride says, no. No, you can't. And that was the final straw for the photographer, right? So what does the photographer do at this point? Because this has made her mad, right? She's mad. She feels like she's been mistreated by this bride, taken advantage of, and she was, it appears, to some extent, if her story is correct. What does she do? And what does the internet, according to Newsweek, back her for doing? Again, the headline is Internet Backs Wedding Photographer Who Deleted Bride and Groom's Pictures. She gets mad, so she has a temper tantrum, just like a toddler. She has a temper tantrum. She deletes all their pictures. She writes, I was told I cannot stop to eat because I need to be a photographer. In fact, they didn't even save me a spot at the table, she said. They had told her there would be one for her. I told the groom I need to take off for 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink, to use the bathroom. He tells me I need to either be a photographer or leave without pay. So she deletes all the photos. Just has a tantrum and deletes all the photos. Look, the bride and groom were jerks here. But you don't delete their wedding photos. You don't do that. And the fact that so many people identify with this, yeah, get them good, have a tantrum. No. Their moms and dads didn't spank them either. You know what you do? And my dad was a wedding photographer, so this maybe strikes me. I mean, I would see him. I mean, the back of his shirt would be covered with sweat. It is hard to photograph a wedding. It is real physical labor. I used to worry about him when he did two a day. He was trying to pay our way through college. It would just wear him out. I mean, he'd have to remove his shirt after the first one because it was filled with sweat. What do? You know what you say to the groom? You put on your big boy boots, right? Strap on your big boy boots. And you say to the groom, we don't have a contract, okay? So I'm going to take a 20-minute break right now. If you wanted a real photographer, you should have hired one. If you wanted to set these terms, we should have had a contract. But I'm taking a break. And if you don't want to pay me, we can negotiate later over the pictures. But I'm taking a break. That's how you handle that like an adult. You don't go delete their pictures because they made you mad. God, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the tantrums your children always have somewhere between the age of about 2 and 4. And how you handle those tantrums will set the stage for the rest of your relationship with your children. This child was not spanked, and now she's a wedding photographer. But not really. You don't have a tantrum if you can't get your way. You simply tell them the way it's going to be. You have the upper hand. There's no contract. They didn't even specify hours worked. No, I'm taking a break. If you don't like it, I'll leave. I'll take your pictures with me. We can discuss what, you know, you should compensate me later for the pictures. I'm doing this my way. You don't delete their wedding photos. So this is real. And the fact, internet backs wedding photographer who deleted bride and groom's pictures? No. It's a bunch of kids who didn't get spanked. Yeah, that's what you do. You throw a temper tantrum because that's what I always do to get my way. Yeah, me too. Unbelievable. Texter writes, hey, Tara, remember Al Gore still has a Best Documentary Oscar for An Inconvenient Truth. Yeah, which was totally filled with lies. Texter writes, hey, Tara, all talk and Hillary will walk. What's American tradition? Another texter writes, Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Yes, they are, aren't they? Now we turn to news from some other country, any other country, to figure out what the heck is going on here, because our media doesn't want you to know. They like to keep you dumb. Because if you knew what was really going on, you'd freak out. Let's turn to Sky News. As I play this for you, folks, ask yourself, why did this news report come from here? With all the news agencies we had, surely we have in this country, surely somebody could have done this here. But the hard work of figuring out where COVID came from fell to Sherry Markson, investigative reporter with Sky News in Australia. She did a book on Fauci, and they've been working on investigative reports on where it came from. Turns out Fauci really lied. There are over 60 experiments done by Fauci, funded by our government in conjunction with the Chinese military on coronaviruses. She detailed the other things she dug up too. They're hair raising. Listen to her response to them. She's literally aghast on Australian national television.
I found out that his agency had funded 60 projects
60 now.
At the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I found out that he wrote a paper back in 2012 where he argued that gain-of-function research that's genetically manipulating coronaviruses to make them even more dangerous and more transmissible, Fauci said that this was worth the risk of a pandemic. And he even funded research, his agency funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in conjunction with the Chinese military. I mean, this is just astonishing and unthinkable. Why would America be funding research at a Wuhan lab in conjunction with the Chinese military?
Ah, there she goes. Yes, we're getting to the heart of the matter. It's terrifying. And if it got out once, look, we know from Rand Paul, there are coronaviruses they did work on in that lab that have death rates of 3, 5, 15%. And yet we don't want to get an answer to the question. Listen, our own State Department concluded that the virus came out of that Wuhan lab. And to make that go away, the Biden administration pretended, they do so much pretending, they pretended that investigation was not complete. It was done by an independent group of investigators that have been there for years. They weren't hired by Trump. They pretended that that investigation was not complete and put a stop to it. They'd already done a report with a conclusion. Virus came out of the Wuhan lab. The only thing they didn't know for sure was whether it was deliberately released or whether it slipped out. We were done. Finished. Settled. David Asher did the whole thing. Went on Fox News. Gave did the interviews with the New York Post. Nobody else wanted to talk to him. And the Biden administration came in, pretended that that had never happened, suspended the investigation because it was done under Trump. Trump had nothing to do with it. These people who did the investigation worked there under Obama, too. They were independent. And they turned it over to the intel agencies, who we know will do what the Democrats want, and said there was just unknowable. We could not know where it came from. It's impossible. We already have a conclusive report on where it came from. It came from the Wuhan lab. Listen to this part again. Listen to how shocked she is.
He even funded research. His agency funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in conjunction with the Chinese military. I mean, this is just astonishing and unthinkable. Why would America be funding research at a Wuhan lab in conjunction with the Chinese military?
$39 million of it paid for by the Pentagon. I mean, I remember early on laughing on the show, and I have actually gotten this wrong, and that almost never happens for me. I was laughing at the Chinese claiming, no, Americans made this virus. It wasn't us. You got to ask, seriously, was that true? It's an open question this morning, and no one seems to want to answer it in Washington. And it's worse than that, folks. Remember this. We've been tracking this over the last couple of weeks. Senate almost unanimous. It was one of the two. Passes a bill to declassify the intel around coronavirus. Where did it come from? Dems voted down in the House. Don't want to know. Why? Why? Because of this.
He even funded research. His agency funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in conjunction with the Chinese military. I mean, this is just astonishing and unthinkable. Why would America be funding research at a Wuhan lab in conjunction with the Chinese military?
Why indeed? And why is the very guy who did it front and center still lying to us day in and day out? Questions you just won't get answers to. I have the feeling the answers would horrify us. I think that's why. That's exactly why. Speaking of which, in a desperate bid to keep COVID going, because folks, I mean, they are terrified in the White House because they can't stop Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. They can't stop him. He has found out about monoclonal antibodies. And so have the governors of seven other states. Not this one. He doesn't care. I mean, I don't know what to say about Henry. He could have done this months ago. Henry's asleep, our governor. And here he is using a treatment that's 70% effective. Folks, that could end coronavirus. You wouldn't need the shot. Why you needed the shot? If you don't want to take the shots, okay. We can keep the ICUs open if we use monoclonal antibodies. They had to cut off the supply. You're going to see these Republican states with nobody in their hospitals. They can't have that. They need people sick. Rand Paul commented on this rationing of monoclonal antibodies. Folks, did you see the WLTX reporting? We aren't going to have these in South Carolina for the next several weeks. They canceled 13,000 prescriptions. That is a death sentence. It's a death sentence. Which has to be what they want. I mean, folks, you're looking at how socialized medicine is going to work. Oh, is it working to stop COVID? Can't have that. Yeah, we're going to have to cancel it. Got a great piece of audio on that coming up. We'll play it next. On 106.3 WORD, it's Rand Paul. By the way, Fox News reporting over the weekend, there's no shortage of monoclonal antibodies. They're just cutting them off to states like this one. You know why? You can't have southern states with empty ICUs, empty emergency rooms. You can't have that. Got to have them packed with COVID patients. Or they can't get to vaccine mandates, which gets them to vaccine passports, travel papers. Which is the goal. So they need sick people, and they're going to make sure they have them. Monoclonal antibodies work. 70% effective at reducing COVID hospitalization and 70% effective at reducing death. Do you want that if you get COVID? Darn right you do. It's practically a cure in that we could return to regular life. We could unclog the hospital emergency rooms. And you know what it would mean? And this is the problem. You wouldn't need the vaccine. You could opt for it. They'd have a cure. Mark my words, the Biden administration will find a way to interfere with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new contract with GlaxoSmithKline because their monoclonal antibodies are 85% effective. In other words, 85% reduction in death and hospitalization. Unbelievable. That's practically a cure for COVID. You wouldn't need a vaccine. They can't have that because then you wouldn't need a vaccine passport. They couldn't track you. They couldn't monitor you. They couldn't control whether you can get on a plane or go across state lines. They couldn't, in other words, force you to adopt East German-style travel papers. Got to stop it. Can't have a cure. So what the Biden administration did, and I went deep into this on the Battleground podcast on Friday. You can get it by texting Battleground, keyword Battleground to 71307. What they did was buy up all the supply and start rationing it, even though to the southern states that are using it, eight states, even though there's not a shortage. This is pure evil. This week, they will kill people. Right here in South Carolina doing this. 13,000 prescriptions had to be canceled. That's murderous. It is. It's murderous. Here's Rand Paul on this, Senator Rand Paul, who is also a medical doctor on Hannity.
I have checked with multiple sources. They have confirmed to me, Senator, there's no shortage of monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron. Eli Lilly has a version of it as well. There's no shortage. Why would the federal government control it? What?
Realize this is the difference between socialized medicine and capitalism. Under capitalism, when there's increased demand, and Florida has increased demand right now, you increase the supply. Supply matches demand in capitalism. In socialism, you have political reasons. So it could be that they think there are more deplorable people in Florida, more Republicans or more of the unvaccinated, unwashed. And so decisions will be made for political reasons. But if this were capitalism and this were going out into the marketplace, the companies would be ramping up production and it would be distributed where it's needed. It is life-saving. We also have to change the recommendations coming from Fauci and the CDC and allow people to take it as an inpatient. You can be an inpatient with relatively good oxygenation, talking, not yet on a ventilator, but they won't give it to you if you've gotten beyond 10 days of symptoms or if you're an inpatient. You can have 4 days of symptoms, be put in the hospital. You still meet the criteria as far as symptoms, but once you cross the threshold from the ER into the hospital, they deny you treatment. There's a lot of bad things going on. A lot of lives could be saved if we would allow the monoclonal antibodies to be used. We also should be looking at allowing inhaled steroids to be used as an outpatient and also as an inpatient. They've known about these things. There's studies, trials. It all adds up to that they're good treatments, but the government's stopping it. And by the government owning all the monoclonal antibodies, we no longer have any form of capitalism. What we have is socialized distribution, and that's going to lead to problems.
Yeah, it terrified the Biden administration. As soon as Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, announced he was opening up treatment centers to use monoclonal antibodies, they turned right around, cut a contract with a company that makes them so they could buy them all and control them. That is the definition of evil. It is. I'm telling you, they are desperate to keep this going, this COVID thing going. Celeste from Inman is on the line. What's up, Celeste?
Hey, good morning, Tara. You're a rock star to our family. We love you.
Thank you.
A friend of mine found this new website. I ordered 30 pills of ivermectin and 60 pills of azithromycin on Wednesday, and it shipped out this morning. It's $1.67 a pill. The website is called alldaychemist.com. The only tricky part is when you get to the second part of the checkout, put your doctor information in there, but you do not have to upload a prescription. Just hit continue and go on to the payment part. They don't take credit cards. You can do an e-check, and I know everybody's kind of weird that they're in your checking account, but is it worth your life? Absolutely. So alldaychemist.com, and it ships really quick. And they have a hydroxy. They have everything under the kitchen sink in this place. So,
And thank you for your phone call. Sorry, got to go. We're out of time. Thank you, Celeste.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.